My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less.
Okay.
All right, so Milwaukee, Indiana. Super interesting because Dame Lillard is now going to be healthy, but he will not be back for game one. So that's really exciting. Makes it a much better series. This is a must-win game for Indiana because if they lose game one without Lillard, it's going to be really tough to come back from. So I'm actually rooting for Milwaukee because I hate the Pacers. And I also think that the Bucks with Giannis and Dame have a better chance of beating the Cavs. Shout out to my cousin Isaac, who thinks the Cavs are frauds and he just completely doesn't believe in them. He thinks they're going to choke in the playoffs, which I love that take. I don't think I agree with it, but I like wish it was mine. You know what I mean? You know those takes? You're like, I wish I thought that because it's so cool to think that, but I just don't. I think they're great. But like, I respect him so much for thinking it. So yeah, I think I'm rooting for the Bucks this game, and I feel like Giannis is gonna like will his way to the win, and I have the Bucks winning this game.
We said before, it's kind of Giannis's series to lose because he's the best player by far within this game. I think it also depends on if the Bucks players are like, I don't think in order for the Bucks to win, I don't think that the role players will need to do too much. But they need to be like at least a little bit locked in. And if they're able to do that, I think that is very high chance that they'll win because Giannis is very motivated, and a very motivated Giannis is like really God tier. He's been playing incredible.
Amazing. So we both have the Bucks. Okay. Next is Clippers Denver. People have been talking a lot about the Clippers, and I think it's going to make Jokic mad. And
Wasn't there a Jokic quote recently about what they need to...
Yeah, it was like, unleash the beast.
Yeah. I think that they're kind of done with all the slander.
Yeah. Can I make a prediction? Not a prediction, like a statement. Well, obviously I can make a statement. It's more like, I'm trying to think what this is. It's an observation. That's what it is. Every team tries to get into the, like, tries to be the nobody believes in us team. Like, it's got, you know how, like, never count out the nobody believes in us team? Like, the Clippers are like, we're the nobody believes in us team. Like, everyone thinks Kawhi's going to get hurt. Like, we're going to show them. And the Nuggets are like, we're the nobody believes in us team. Like, we're, like, everyone's counting us out or car fired our coach. We're going to show you. And, like, Milwaukee's like, nobody believes in us. It's just Giannis. And, like, we could show them the bench is good. And Indiana's like, nobody believes in us. Like, we don't have the best player in the city. Like, I feel like every team, you're like, talking yourselves into nobody believes in us. And like the point is like every team has their pros and cons, and like it's actually like the nobody believes in us team is only like the Cavs and Thunder and Boston matchups. Knicks Pistons maybe. Like, do you hear what I'm saying? Like, every team is like, you're trying to like, they're trying to like talk themselves into nobody believes in us,
right?
And
like, it's really not
it's just a good matchup.
Everybody tries to have that chip on their shoulder. Like, remember when they asked James Harden a couple of years ago when he was like in MVP eligibility, they asked him like who the best player in the world was. And he was like, me by far. And it was like, oh my God, I can't believe that James Harden thinks he's the best player in the world. And so, but in order to be in the contention for the best player in the world, you got to believe that you're the best player in the world. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
So it's like, I think the same
Anthony
thing.
Anthony Edwards will think he's the best player. We'll get to that in a minute. But Anthony Edwards is going to think he's the best player in the series, in the Lakers series.
100%.
Okay, so I have Denver. Who do you have?
I also have Denver. They're kind of playing with house money is basically the point, I think. Like, they kind of have nothing to lose. You give me Jokic against any other team, like, it's always going to be a close call.
Love it. Knicks Detroit. I have the Knicks. I'm done with this, like, I feel like people are trying to start the Detroit thing. Colin Cowherd had a great line, and he said that Detroit will have more ejections than wins. Sick call by him. I completely agree. And I have the Knicks winning game one. It is in Madison Square Garden. Their fans are pumped. I'm getting many, many texts from Knicks fans. The cheapest ticket in the Garden is over $1,000. And the cheapest ticket in Detroit is $117. Detroit, it's cheaper to fly to Detroit and buy a ticket than buy a ticket in the Garden. And the Detroit, this is true. Detroit figured that out and is now, you can only buy it if your billing address is in Michigan.
That's actually wild.
Yeah. Like, because New York.
They actually don't want money.
No. They're going to fill the stadium. It actually is smart. They're going to fill the stadium regardless. Like, it's a playoff game. But people in New York are all like, I could pay $800 for hotel plus like plus flight plus this, and it's still $300 cheaper than a ticket in the Garden.
Yeah, I still don't think it's going to make a difference though. Like, I think you're going to see plenty of
New
Knicks
York
fans.
New York fans are crazy.
Yeah, they're nuts. They're nuts. Let them set up fake addresses, you know, buy a P.O. box just to go watch the Knicks. Still would be cheaper.
So, Pistons, Schmistons.
I'm actually, people are not going to like this. I'm going to zag. I think game one.
People, me?
I don't know. The people who are texting you about how excited they are. I think Pistons are taking game one. And I'll tell you why. You know how, like franchises always show a little bit of, like, you know, like their DNA. I think it's just Knicks enough to lose the first game in the Garden to stress everybody out, and then they win the series. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that they'll be okay in the end. I definitely think they'll win the series, but I think the first game is going to go to the Pistons.
Here's a thing that Bill Simmons said that I really, really agree with. The Knicks can look vulnerable when they have one or two players out, but when you have their five of Brunson, Bridges, Ananobi, Hart, and Towns, they are a really, really, really hard team to beat. And like, it's very, very hard to go against those fives. Our bench is weak. Like, we don't have a good bench. And that's why when, you know, there's, you could pick us apart a little bit. Not a little bit. You could pick us apart when there's player, when one or two of our players out, which happens a lot because Tom Thibodeau's crazy with minutes. So as the series gets later, I think that's actually what's going to happen. Like, it'll be like, you know, Bridges is, not Bridges because he actually literally plays every game, but like OG's banged up elbow, he's going to start tonight. And like, kind of like, then we have to rely on Deuce McBride and these minutes that I'm not like excited about. And I think those are when the Pistons might steal a game or two. Not like, you know, like if we're like, when it's like can't a lot of campaign, a lot of Achiuwa, like then like I'm a little worried. But game one, everyone's fired up, everyone's pumped. I don't think that's gonna happen.
So funny, because I feel like there's such an easy way to remedy this, which is either having one of those starting players come off the bench or stagger the minutes better. Tibbs just has those players play all the minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, Tibbs just gives them all 42 minutes. With Tibbs' is Knicks, they're like 33-0 when up 15 in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why he does it.
It's like, it's a difference in like philosophy, right? It's getting the work done ahead of time. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, it's different than the whole league though. Like, every other coach is like, we're good. And he's like, I don't know if I agree with it or disagree with it, but he's our guy. And my favorite series, your favorite series you mentioned was Nuggets Clippers. My favorite series, Minnesota, LA. I think LA is winning game one. It's in Los Angeles. It's Luka's first playoff game. It's the new Lakers. I think the Timberwolves still kind of getting to figure themselves out a little bit. I think Gobert gets like played out of this series, honestly. Luka hates Gobert so much. He said that his favorite part of the tribute video was his buzzer beater over Gobert. And I'm really excited for LeBron, playoff LeBron. It's one of my favorite things, just growing up in the 2010s. I got the Lakers.
I also think Lakers are winning game one. I think that Anthony, it's going to be a really, I think this game is going to be very competitive. I think that the Lakers have showed up the second half of the season, obviously since the Luka trade. And I just think that like, it might be that Anthony Edwards ends up, you know, kind of shooting them out of this game a little bit. I think that they're going to game plan a lot for Anthony Edwards. But I think that Anthony Edwards is going to get too excited.
All right. I'm very, very excited. We're going to recap it all on Sunday, and we'll talk about the playing games as well. That was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for co-hosting, for producing. I want to thank you for listening.